if it wasn't for Rand. Rand. She found me. She took it away. She wasn't up to any good when I first met her. Rand stayed. She was there. She never, ever asked for anything. Rand gave. She never took. To this day, she will be here. Right here. Loves God. Knows God. Loves God. Knows God. She had stories. She had stories. Rand couldn't tell her anything she knew. If anyone understood, Rand understood. She deserved more than she has ever. She deserved ever more than she has ever, ever received. I don't know what I would have done. I don't know what I would have done. What could I have done? God has his angels. His angels are broken. His angels are broken. God has his angels. This is my affair of angels are broken. Therapy broke.
This is my therapy.
This is angels are broken.
This is my therapy.
You have got. You have got to get life. So it's shortly after I divorce. And I tried to make it right. It wasn't made right. It just got worse. And I'm in Starbucks, and there's this girl. I didn't have any friends at that point. Like, there was nobody because of me. And I order my coffee, and I sit down at a table. I never sit in Starbucks. I sit down at a table. She takes her break, the girl I had ordered coffee from. And she comes and sits down. Next thing you know, we're talking about drinking red wine. And a couple nights later, she's meeting me late at night. And we're hanging out. And we became friends. She was a troubled girl. I was a troubled guy. But I looked at her in a very judgmental way. I'm just like, there's no way. This girl is jacked. But she was so cool. Next thing you know, she's hanging out with me. And she's looking at me like I'm a project. Like, I'm jacked up. I'm the messed up one. And that is the way that is the way it was. After that, I went to jail. I go to jail. I went to jail several times, but never laid a hand on anybody. Never did anything. Just nobody knew what was going to come out of me next. No one knew what to expect next. And they just didn't know. I was unpredictable, but I never did anything. I never hurt anybody, except for emotionally. And so I go to jail. I come back. I hitchhike my way back from Spokane back into good old Liberty Lake. I go straight to the Starbucks, and I'm looking for this girl, Ran. And I ask for her, and they all know me there for some reason. They knew about me and couldn't track her down. She wasn't there. eventually track her down and ran. Next thing you know, we're becoming good friends. She's coming over at night and she's staying long enough to see me get to sleep. And assuming like, okay, he's safe now, he's okay, I'm gonna leave. And Ran had her own stories, and she loved to tell you her stories. Don't get me wrong. She loved to tell you how bad she was. And the truth is that this is an angel, this girl. But just loved to tell you how horrible she was, to get you just to reject her, I think. But she is the most unrejectable woman in the world. But this girl, I probably need to tell her that, because I have never told her that. It's been years and years. But she will come across as if she is the worst thing in the world. But she will never let anyone down. She's there for everybody but herself. She's in it for everyone else but herself. And yet she will lead you to believe, try and convince you that she is the worst thing in the world. This girl, time and time again, would come to my rescue. I would call her up and I would tell her, I can't do this anymore. I'm done. She would ask where you're at. Many times it'd be a church parking lot. I have my knife drawn. I'm ready. I'm just trying to get up the nerve to slice myself, just to end it all. And this girl, calmly, where are you at? I'm going to come get you. I'm going to come for you. And she knew that was something very far gone in me. Nobody knew. You know how many times I heard, like, I can't even imagine you that you were a pastor. I can't even imagine you as a pastor. I can't even imagine that you were a pastor. Like, I can't even wrap my head around that, because I was so jacked up, so gone. Even to this day, like, people are like, I can't see you like that. I won't let them see me like that. I won't let them see that side of me. It's too vulnerable. Ran would race to my side, take that knife from me. And she probably has several knives to this day that belong to me. It's been years. Okay, so don't get all freaked out. It's been years. But she probably has several knives of mine, but she'd meet me. And she would, on one occasion, she takes me to some facility, some emergency place, outreach place. I have no idea, but she takes me there, and there's like five people that meet me at the door. I'm smoking a cigarette. No, it's not me. I don't smoke. I have been known to chew tobacco. Copenhagen in the past. And she takes me to this facility. Five people standing around, and I'm ready to go to fists, right, with these people. I'm ready to duke it out. Don't even lay hands on me. I will take you out. And Ran is there, and I'm just looking to Ran, like, as a scared dog looking to its owner, saying, is this okay? And Ran's like, it's okay. I'm here, and she's there for me. And to this day, I'm like, did she deceive me? Like, what was really going on? She's taking me to this place to get help. She's out there flirting with the guy at the front desk. I don't know, but it's just the way she was. Like, she had the best of intentions. Nonetheless, she's a flirt. And nonetheless, this woman takes me to this place, knows I'm so far gone. Everybody even talked about, and I hope to get into this, because even psychiatrists, psychologists, doctors did not know what to do with me. I was so far gone. Like, I literally, because they knew I was intelligent, but at the same time, I was gone. And so I would just stun them with my statements and freak them out with the things I would say. But Ran was there. And she never even said anything about demons. I had a lot of people say things about demons. Don't get me wrong. Never, ever did this woman say anything about demons. She was there for me. She kept me from going too far. She stayed with me when I didn't want to be alone. She believed in me when I didn't feel anybody believed in me, whether it was true or not. And yet she believed so little about herself. That was Ran. And I called her Ran because I believe that she truly was running away from who she believed, like, or knew she was. Like, she ran away from her true identity. She would run away. She loved God, but she ran away from herself, and in so doing, ran away from God, because she was worth so much more than she ever believed that she was. And I ran into so many people like Ran. I knew so many of them. It was weird to have these people trying to save me so often when I was like looking at them going, man, you're messed up. Based on my former life and how I saw people then, and what I believed about people, because I had it all together at one point. But the truth is you could have it together one day and then the next day you don't. You could have it all one day and then the next day it's all taken from you, or you just give it away. You never know. Ran, that woman is one of the most amazing women who believed so little about herself, who gave so much away, but would do anything for you to this very day. She'd be right here for me. Let's take a break. Well, recalling all of these, this time, these circumstances, is it's heart-wrenching. It tears me up, honestly. But I have yet to get to deliverance in that time that I experienced where I actually recognized that I had a spirit. And the path, the means by which that spirit left, it's very interesting to me. And again, I can only give you my take on it. But I do know this, and I could go on. There's so much, so many details. There are a lot of individuals at play here that if I had listened to what they were saying, I would have been aware, made aware. I was made aware, but would have been able to digest what was really going on. And so anyway, yet to get into that deliverance, I can't wait to do that. This is the Pillage Pastor. Grace come down for such a sinner as I, and for such a sinner as you.